The G-Men podcast brings you inside our community and lets you listen in on the conversations that empower men to win in life and business.
Sometimes we can't wait for people to come to us. We got to go to them. Let's go. As a man, you gotta have critical thinking in a time of crisis. Be conscious of who you are connecting with. Any crisis, you got what? The brotherhood. G-Man! G-Man!
Not many people are bold enough to say, Bernard, I hear that you're fasting, you're in your fasting season. I would like to, as much as possible, join you in that. And Dale was one of those people. He said, hey, Bernard, you know, if I can, I'd love to be able to journey with you as long as I can during this fasting process. And we were able to exchange words of encouragement, insights, videos that helps with the mindset of those who are choosing to not eat food and just drink water. We were able to exchange some small things. Again, if you have been on a long extended water fast, 40 or more days, 21 days, you realize that your electrolytes, your magnesium, potassium, sodium, those things must be dialed in, or it can really affect something as small that's vital, your heartbeat. The rhythm of your heart will change if your electrolytes are off. So those things really matter. And to see Dale commit to this journey, walk that out, not only by faith, but taking the baby steps was pretty incredible. And I'd love for him to share a few words and some insights with everyone. And right at the end, we can open things up for a bit of Q&A, and then we'll go just a tad bit deeper on how he got to there. Go for it, Dale.
Hey, good evening, brothers. Thanks, Bernard, for queuing that up for me. And like you said, he had shared on a call that, you know, he was going to do some water fasting for a period of time. And I thought that it was quite amazing. And I thought about it overnight. And when I called him the next day, I was just like, you know, when are you starting? And he said, today. And I said, oh. But the three words I've been sharing with the brothers, and I try and repeat it to everyone, not so much to put it in public, but to reinforce in my own mind, you know, what is guiding my compass this year is sacrifice, personal excellence, and making sure my example leads and tells the story. And so I knew the sacrifice was huge. And so I would just put it out there and say, okay, I'm gonna join you. And I'll be honest, when I hung up the phone, I was in a little bit of almost a dream state, like, what did you just say? What did you just do? What did you commit to? And I started to ask myself those self-doubting questions. How long are you gonna do this for? Can you really do this for more than a day or two? And you know, that doubtful self-talk really started. And so I really had to shake myself from that kind of self-talk. And I know that we all experience that whenever we're going into uncharted territory, or maybe we move into a space that we didn't have a positive experience in. And so when I found myself in that experience, I really had to, you know, just quickly come up with, you know, what is the plan that we're going to execute? And so one of the things I focused on is that, you know, the word is really my compass for everything. And so taking it to God and really praying about it was really integral part to the whole story. But a few things I just want to touch on that I know we're familiar with my battle plan for success is that we know that if you've taken the assessment, you know, welcome to the jungle, that every aspect is in each of us. And you have to understand how can you adapt and move through life based on the characteristics that you have. And so my line is not really high. It's only a 49. But I knew that if I was going to make it through this uncharted territory, that I would have to use that lion to demand excellence to drive me to go through the ups and downs. I knew that from a lion mindset, I had to be consistent in executing to get the result every day. I could not allow that self-talk that started at the beginning to derail me on the journey. That flamingo, that personal touch, is that I really had to connect with people who I could trust and support me on my journey. And when I asked myself who would enthusiastically encourage me on this journey, that was the short list. And critical to making it in these uncharted waters of, you know, just going on a water fast for an extended time, everyone who I thought could be a naysayer had to eliminate from my social circle. And that means cutting people that I was close with, people that are really good people, but I knew on this journey, they couldn't go with me. And so it's just so important that I developed that list of people that for this journey, I got to put them on the bench. They couldn't go with me. You know, for that chameleon, that stability factor, you know, I recognize that there are people in life that are like a rock. And I had to pick that one person who I knew that when I had no energy, I was feeling sick, going through detox system, symptoms and different things, who could I call and would be a constant encouragement no matter how bad I was going, you know, on the journey. And so I identified that person, share with them what I was doing. And it was amazing because their immediate response was, I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to be successful. And so we all need that person. And it was a real deeply spiritual and personal journey for me as well. And then as you can see, as a turtle, I'm also a 99. And this is like my default. Everything has to be task oriented. And so for me, my why was, if I have health and energy, everything is possible. If you don't have health, you don't have wealth, you have nothing. If you don't have the energy, you can't execute. And so this journey for me, I knew would help give me the health and the energy that I need to conquer other things on the outside, but it all starts with self-mastery. And so I told myself at the beginning of this year, my example must precede my teaching. I cannot tell people things that I am not doing. It's not what you know, it's what you're doing, how you're living that makes a difference. And this is what really drove me in my why. And I want to change the world one person at a time. And the first person that has to change is me. I must change. I must be transformed in my mind, in my body, in my spirit, in all things, so that I could be that blessing and help to other people. And so when I got on the journey to just get out of that negative self-talk, I really had to immerse myself in content to tell me what would this be like, because I had no idea. And so I literally, like that day one, I bought 4 books. And I love Amazon because by 4 a.m. the next day, they were on my porch, started reading, got online, started watching different videos. Jason Fung, just great content online, great things in his books. And I also learned from the experience of others. And so just, I can't say enough thanks to, you know, Coach Bernard for just you being that personal, constant motivation. And I would actually like text him what my numbers were every day. And I'll talk about that in a minute. And so it's just great to make sure that you have a healthy ecosystem when you're going into uncharted waters. You don't want to have dissension on the deck when you're in battle. And so those people that cause those ripples and they're not walking with you and they kind of whispering doubt, you got to bench those people. And so guiding lights along the path, as a turtle, I'm definitely data driven. I have to make decisions based on facts. And so I have a device called a Keto Mojo. It let me know what my glucose was, my ketones were each day, and I was checking my numbers every day. And in these uncharted waters, I really had to develop a new routine. The thing that was crazy, and I was telling Bernard, is that even though I was water fasting, I was opening the fridge like 12 times a day, 20 times a day, not looking in the fridge like, you know you're not eating. Why are you looking in the fridge? It's because it's a habit. And when I would go hang out with people, it's like the idea, you go hang out, you go eat. And so like eating was more of a social thing. It wasn't for nutrition. It wasn't for, you know, those critical things. It was just another thing. And through this journey, I really started to focus on the importance of nutrition, the importance of your glucose numbers, things that are going to maintain heart rhythm and energy and different things. You know, every day I was monitoring my blood pressure. And I actually found a naturopathic doctor that when I told him what I was doing, he said, man, that's great. You're gonna have a great experience. And actually, would give me advice on things I can do through the journey to keep going. Routine was so important for me. So every day I reviewed my written plan like 4 or 5 times a day. Every day I made sure I executed every detail of my plan. And at the end of the day, I looked at my lessons learned and find out what worked, what didn't work. Like one day, for instance, I figured I'd get into the sauna because that's going to help me detox, because detox can be terrible. And so I jumped in the sauna just thinking that's going to be really great. When I got out the sauna, I was so exhausted. I felt great in the sauna. When I came out, my blood pressure dropped. I was feeling lightheaded, dizzy. I felt so weak. I was leaning over the bed that I was going to pass out. I said, man, we can't do that no more. That was crazy. And so you just learn some things you can do to push your body, and it's great, like running up my driveway. I found one of the things I couldn't do before, and I could run up my driveway, and I wasn't even winded, and I'll talk about that a little bit more later. And so some of the challenges I went through, detox systems, it's just like, you go through this, you're going to have headaches at times because your body is going to start to get rid of all the pollution that's in there. And as it's going through your blood and your body's releasing these things, it can lead to headache, fatigue, pain in your body. This thing called ghrelin, it's a hormone your body releases to say you're hungry. And learning that that ghrelin is not really fact-based per se. If you eat 10 times a day, that ghrelin is going to tell you you're hungry 10 times a day. And so that is somewhat self-programmed. And so just realizing that hunger pain, that ghrelin, that hormone is just a suggestion, and that you can say, you know, I appreciate that, you know, reminder, but we're not eating now. We're not doing that. And then numbers don't lie. You know, you have to know your numbers. If your numbers say you're not healthy, it doesn't really matter how you feel. You could be dying on the inside. I know brothers have told me numbers, and it's really slow suicide because we're not taking care of ourselves. So we have to face the reality that what's going on in our body, and what do we got to do to change and transform to do better. And so some of the benefits is that my worship and prayer life are so much better. I feel so much connected spiritually. This is something that's amazing, fellas. Just 10 days of water fasting, I have no more joint pain. I had chronic knee pain, gone. I had pain in my hip, gone. Even my flexibility has improved, and I can't really explain that. But I literally am so much more flexible through water fasting. I didn't anticipate that. And I told you my cardio is improved. I actually run a distance before I get winded. And that's just amazing. And so this year I plan to do some type of small marathon and continue to grow my health and continue my journey of self-mastery. And so I'm really more focused on the quality of what I eat through this journey. So I dropped 15 pounds, net 12 lost. I imagine some of that was water weight, so gained a few pounds back, but feel better than ever. Another big thing, dropping medication. Who likes being on medication? You know I don't. And so through this, I was able to get rid of some of the medication, one more to go. And I anticipate by the end of March, I'm going to be 100% medication free, and I'm not going back, in Jesus' name. Also, my blood pressure at one point was 150 over 100. That's a remedy for stroke, heart attack, other chronic diseases. Through the water fasting, went down to 110 over 70, then hundreds over 60s, and I've been able to maintain that. So that's really awesome. Also, you know, about 9 months ago, my glucose was something like 275, crazy. Now 81 to 52 through the fast. And honestly, that 52 concerned me based on things they said online. But then I realized that, you know, when people go through water fasting, having a lower glucose is actually normal. And now if I'm in the low 80s, that's kind of unusual. Usually my glucose is rolling around 70, which is impressive. So once having an A1C of 11, which means that's slow suicide, that's where I was. Now I'm trending 4.2, 4.5. Just a complete transformation, focusing on self-mastery and sacrifice. And so some life lessons that I've taken away from this and that I'm embracing from this is that my life is the fruit of my decisions and self-built ecosystem. I have to take full responsibility for who I am. It's the result of my decisions, and it may be a reflection or the cause of the people that I keep around me in my life. So I have to make sure that my system matches where I want to be in life. And if it doesn't, I need to make changes. I've learned that self-mastery is not only possible, but also the most important mandate in life. What matter if you build a great business and you're not around to enjoy it? What kind of legacy is that? And so you could conquer the whole world, but if you are dying inside because you're not in health, your family is kind of on the brink, but you've achieved some level of external success. For me, that's not real success. So I realized the first person I have to change is myself. The other thing is we know so much. I mean, we go through so many classes, so much sharing in the brotherhood, but knowledge not applied is deleterious to self, family, community, and the world. Just think, if we applied everything we knew, what would our lives look like? And oftentimes, I know for me personally, it's not that I don't know what to do. It's that in the past, I did not execute. And so I'm just realizing that must change. And this is the year for it. And so discipline and consistency are the keys to unlock the doors to unlimited possibilities. So we have to apply the knowledge that we have. I have to do that. And it's going to take sacrifice in order to achieve excellence. And because of that excellence, I will eventually achieve the example that others will desire to follow. And so some of the fruit of this journey, and just one more slide and we'll wrap this up, is, you know, I had a family meeting. We have one every month. And it's so great over the last two family meetings, my family is asking more and more, extended family, what are you doing? My family yesterday said, you look great. You're changing. We could see it. And now my family is asking me, can you tell us what you're doing? We need to do that. You know, my family just started a family fund. And Coach B, thank you for that as well, some of the suggestions you gave me. But beyond the family fund, you know, people are talking about health more. You know, we're going to start a 700 club where people are like pulling all their financial information to determine whether they got to do better in that area. So I'm just finding that by focusing on myself and my example, I don't have to simply tell people, hey, you should do this. Have you thought about that? People are starting to ask me the questions. And I think that's just the power of example. So I'm nowhere near where I plan to be, but I just know at the end of this year, you know, I'm not going to weigh 200 nothing. I'm going to be under that. You know, at one point I was almost 300 pounds. Now I'm around 250. By the end of the year, we're going to be under 200. And we're going to continue this journey of self-mastery. And I'm just putting it out there. Change has already come. And now the results of that change is what I'm going to see every day. Every day I'm going to review my plan, execute my plan, and debrief. And I just hope that, you know, for everybody that's on this call, I just need you to understand that you are your greatest asset. What are you doing to cultivate your asset? What are you doing to grow your asset? What are you doing to just take what's on the inside to a level of excellence that shines and transforms the world by your example? So that's all I got, Coach. Thanks for the time.
You have been listening to the G-Men podcast. Like, review, and share this episode if something you heard challenged you to grow and positioned you to lead. The G-Men community exists to allow men to connect through group coaching, training calls, online workshops, and location-based retreats. Join the movement at gmenworldwide.com.